Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio.
But I'm just going to remind everyone today, if you haven't, maybe you got it at one number, I'd say double down and get it again. Take the Colts -9.5 on the win total today. Fade Wentz while the injury is uncertain. I think they're going under, even if he's coming back and trying to play through this.
From BetQL.
All right, all signs point to that. We'll see. Coming up, this is Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio. Welcome back into BetQL Daily. We'll be here the next 3 hours on the BetQL Network, presented by FanDuel. Coming up on the show in about 20 minutes, we'll hear from Eric Eager over at Pro Football Focus. He's got a lot of strong opinions on some win totals. Want to hear from him, including the football team. We've had some guests on the last couple of days, not high on the football team, and they're making a lot of sense to me. We'll see where we sit after our conversation with Eric Eager. Andrew Filippone, 1020 Eastern from 93.7, The Fan in Pittsburgh, does national stuff for CBS Sports Radio. Want to get his thoughts on the Steelers. We'll be breaking down the Steelers and Bengals with our team previews today. Go over the MLB card as we always do. We'll play Nickel or Dime later on in the show. NBA free agency moves. How you feeling, Joe G?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, we talked about how the calendar kind of goes down a little bit and then ramps back up with football here. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday. We'll get to the NBA. Wait, NBA franchise starting? It's just My sports calendar's still off. But yes, an action-packed day yesterday. A lot of news, obviously, for us to get to, and it impacts a whole lot of things coming up here.
It started, but it didn't start. It's official, but it's not official. You have to wait till later on. But when Woj tweets something or Shams, same deal. It's pretty much official. There are some discrepancies on the money with some of these players, but my goodness, the money. Oh, it's hard to train ourselves. NBA money is not real money. These fringe players are going to get buku bucks. And we saw a lot of that yesterday. My team, the Bulls, very active early. The player that Bulls fans have been screaming for about a year, Arturs Karnišovas, gets his man in Lonzo Ball. We'll get to that coming up, but I need to use this platform that I have on BetQL Daily to make a quick announcement. Just because ESPN Stats and Info tweets out Andrew Heaney is the second Yankees pitcher to allow 4 home runs at his first start with the team and first to do it in a Yankees debut, .. he joins Joe Ostrowski in 1950. Ostrowski had previously made relief outings for the Yankees. Just because ESPN Stats and Info tweets that on a Monday evening does not give you the right to bully me on social media. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that seems like an invitation for some bullying. I saw that. I was scrolling last night. I was watching the games and I was like, you know, ever something catches your eye, but it doesn't really register. And that caught my eye. Like I saw your name and it caught my eye. And I was like, wait a second. And I scrolled back and then I was like, what? So this guy was a pitcher of 60, 70 years ago? You knew about this. I'm sure you knew about this.
I did know about this. I've considered buying the baseball card, which is probably $1.25 online. Yeah. Coke bottle glasses, Yankees reliever. I've looked up the baseball reference page many times. It's also been brought to my attention But yeah, I'm at football practice last night and the phone just is blowing up. I'm like, what is happening? What is going on? I haven't tweeted in hours. And I check it out. I'm like, yeah, Joe Ostrowski, terrible, terrible. And we talked about the Yankees. How about the Yankees last night? And then get some news on Gerrit Cole. I guess he's out of the AL Cy Young race. The odds are down everywhere.
Yeah, well, he's going to miss at least a start. And obviously, we don't know how long he'll be out. He's going to, he's on the COVID IL. He tested positive for COVID. So that's a big deal for the Yankees, their future. Every game matters for them. It's also a big deal in the AL Cy Young race, which we'll get to the AL futures as this day goes along as well.
Plenty going on in the NFL. We'll start with more quarterback news.
Time for today's headlines.
We're very confident in the quarterback room that we have. You know, love Jacob. He's, you know, I think he's making good progress. You know, it's all, these reps are invaluable. So I had a good conversation with Jacob yesterday. Hey, man, it's your show. Let's go. You know, and you got it. He has to prepare like he's starting week one. And we don't know if that'll happen or not, but he's got to get ready. And we're going to trust him in that process and support him and get behind him and just help him to continue to get better. He's got the right mindset.
They're saying 5 to 12 weeks for Carson Wentz. That came out late in our show yesterday. That's a wide range, man. That is a wide range. That's a season-changing range. Tough. I know a lot of people have been jumping on some Titans futures, win totals, division stuff to make the playoffs. I understand those bets. They make a lot of sense in the world. But if we're talking about 5 weeks and Wentz is there at the start of the season, okay, maybe the conversation changes. Maybe those odds are going to change. It's – man, I don't know. So we've ripped Carson Wentz a good amount on this show. I say we, but it's more you. And you've seen his career up close and personal. You have a lot of reasons to do that. But with the same point, like when you're going down to Jacob Eason, how much is that drop off? Well, the odds tell us for week one, since Wentz is not expected to go, the Colts go from a 2.5-point favorite to a 3-point underdog against Seattle.
Yeah, and shame on the Colts. I mean, they acquired a quarterback that's had a lot of injury issues in his career. And to not put someone behind him that is at least has some sort of experience playing. I mentioned yesterday, Nick Mullins, not a very good quarterback, but one that has starting experience. He's played in San Francisco. He was on the street till June. Like, anyone could have had him. He's a third-string Eagle quarterback. Now, they didn't do that. So shame on them. Joe, even if we split the difference here, right, we say 8 to 9 weeks. 5 to 12 is a weirdly odd range. But let's say we split the difference, 8 to 9. That's about 2 months. Puts him back to the beginning of October. Those first five games, we've talked about it with the Colts. It's why I was down on the Colts win total before this. Those first 5 weeks, Seahawks, Rams, Titans, Dolphins, and Ravens. If you have to go through that with Jacob Eason, I mean, what are we talking about here? 1-4? Potentially 0-5? Like, that's – and then the Colts have a good team around him, but that's a lot to ask from a quarterback that hasn't played.
We can take it a step further with that schedule. You said Tennessee, Miami, Baltimore, weeks 3, 4, and 5 there. That Baltimore game is on Monday night. The Baltimore game is the third of 3 consecutive road games. That's tough to do in this league when you're at full strength. And you kind of look away because, okay, after the 5th game, you've got Houston. But hey, if we're talking about the max amount of time missed here, and he's missing the first half of the season. After that Houston game, it's 2 more playoff probables at San Francisco and hosting Tennessee. The season might be over 6 to 8 weeks in. It could absolutely be done.
Yeah, and just thinking ahead with that, if it is, and this impacts if you're going to bet the Colts win total, if you think they could rebound in the second half. Joe, if they get to a point where they're 1-6 or 1-7, their first-round pick is tied to the Eagles if Wentz plays 75% of the snaps. You think they're going to rush him back if they're 1-5?
No.
Like, you hold him out 1 or 2 more weeks, you know what you do? You save your first-round pick regardless of how he comes back, regardless of how your season goes. You at least have your first-round pick tied to next year. So there's a lot of things tied into this, but 5 to 12 weeks is a significant, significant blow for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. Yeah, so you really don't know what to do. So we mentioned the point spread. What I find fascinating from the points, from the betting perspective, obviously, we always talk about the value of a quarterback. Even though Wentz stinks, how valuable is he? Well, how good is your second string quarterback? Going from Wentz to Eason, the odds will suggest, oh, really? Wentz is worth 5.5, 6 points? Not really. There's context to be given there because it's just moving from almost at a key number of 3 through the zero to the three, which happens a good amount. It doesn't mean he's truly worth 5.5 points of the point spread, because once you're around the zero, you know, moving a couple points there, it doesn't really matter, but it's significant. And the total went way down. It was 52 before this Wentz injury. I saw a 48 over at FanDuel, and some books have it down at 46 out in Las Vegas.
Yeah, which tells you a couple things. One, they don't think Issa could play. And two, now we're going to probably imagine Colts unders, where they try to play it close to the vest. They run the football. They have a good stable of running backs, good offensive line, try to ugly it up, win an old school football game here or there without a quarterback. That could be, unless, of course, they go get another quarterback.
Maybe I'm the jerk, but I don't ever want to hear from quarterback three. I don't care. I don't care what you have to say. Why are you at a podium? It's one thing at training camp if a bunch of media members are circling you and there's some kind of story. Okay, you're in the news. Fine. I guess that makes sense. But why is Nick Foles at a podium? Here, listen to this, Joe G. If you have not heard this, this is Nick Foles yesterday talking to the Bears media. And, of course, they were asking about this Wentz injury in Indy.
Listen, Frank Reich is one of my favorite, if not favorite, coaches of all time. He understands me as a player. He understands me as a person. But, you know, right, I haven't had any talks with him. I don't know. I'm a Chicago Bear right now. But I think if he knows me. He understands. I mean, y'all watched the 2017 season in the playoffs where he changed the offense and built it around me, and y'all saw what happened. So he understood my mentality as a player, and he was able to build it around me and put me in a successful position and my teammates. But that being said, they have Carson. And Carson and I have a lot of history. I have a lot of respect for Carson. He's a tremendous player. He's going through adversity once again, but he'll bounce back. And you know what? He might miss a few games, but I know he'll be back out there. But we haven't had any talks. So right now I'm a Chicago Bear, and I'm going to keep slinging with these third stringers, and we're going to dice them up.
That might be the most I've heard from Nick Foles in a calendar year. I mean, he's up at the podium knowing this is going on NFL Network. It's going everywhere, right to the Colts. And he's begging, please, please work out a deal. Get me out of here. I have no interest in being the guy behind the guy with the clipboard.
Frank, come get me. I'm ready.
Wait, let's create some magic again, baby.
We did it in 2017. Selfishly, and I know you want him out of Chicago because who wants to pay a third string quarterback?
Yeah,
like whatever. But like I need this to happen because I watched this play out in Philadelphia, and I just think first of all, it would make the Colts win total more interesting, right? Can they win a game or two more with Nick Foles instead of Jacob Eason? Probably. And then just the idea of like, what if he's playing okay and they have to bring Wentz back in? I watched this play out multiple times in Philadelphia. I feel like Carson Wentz might just say, all right, I'm out. I'm retiring. I'm done.
I have a feeling it won't be as hectic with the Indianapolis media compared to the Philadelphia media.
Yeah, a little bit different. Peter King wrote in one of his columns around the time the trade was happening that there's the reason Carson will be better or something like that is there's no WIP in Indianapolis. So, yeah, maybe a little bit less hectic. But it would be fun to watch. And, Joe, this is interesting. Frank Reich, since he got to Indianapolis, since Luck went left, right? They've only acquired quarterbacks that he's had a relationship with. Phillip Rivers, he worked with in San Diego. Now, obviously, Carson Wentz. If I had to guess, they're going to go get Nick Foles because he knows him.
And the other part is, as bad as Foles was last year, he's a big upgrade over Jacob Eason.
No question.
You have no idea what he's going to be. If it's Nick Foles starting week one for the Colts with Reich, if that's happening against Seattle, and Colts are live. I don't think they're live to win against Seattle if they have Eason under center.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, that's a game. It's a game, and if it's Colts getting – if the Colts are getting a point with Foles at home and he's the quarterback and he's been there for a couple weeks learning the system, they've got a real chance to win the game.
Yeah. That is – it's looking rough. So you know what they have to do. We all know this. It's low-hanging fruit, but come on, people. You have to start Eason. Second series, Foles comes in because he's a different quarterback when he enters the game later on for some reason. Don't know what it is.
Yes, and I'm ready for when the Colts are what? 5-4 with Foles, and the question is, should they put Carson Wentz back in?
Yeah.
It's like I'm living 2 years ago all over again. We're doing it again.
All right, let's hit on some Major League Baseball stuff. NBA. We're going to cover it later on. A lot to get to. We don't want to squeeze just a few minutes here during headlines here. Ben Verlander, Fox Sports. I've been appreciating some of his work that he's done, but he made a boo-boo yesterday. So editors ask him, send me your power rankings. Give me your top 10. White Sox fans, they're always feeling like they're disrespected, and they were disrespected once again. I don't know how an editor, I don't even care if you're, God, you've got to be a little bit into sports, you would think, if you're at Fox Sports, but how do you put this out there? Like, are you sure? Are you sure? I don't know. One of the best records in all of baseball, one of the top run differentials, best pitching staffs, one of the top offenses. Are you sure you want to omit the White Sox from your top 10 list? Nobody did the double check, and Ben Verlander was catching some heat on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, well, he should. I mean, that's it's ridiculous. Like listen, if it was a top five list and he wanted to kind of stoke the fires by saying, you know what, they're good, but they're not really a top five team. All right, fine. But once you look at the list and you start getting down to the Padres, who are without a bunch of players, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the A's, no, you can't have those teams. It was an omission. This wasn't an opinion to stoke the fire. This was absolutely an omission. You just forgot them.
Okay, so this was his explanation to some on Twitter. I had them, meaning the White Sox, at number five. Deleted their name because I wanted them higher. Fixed the rest of the list. And then he basically saying he didn't realize till later that he sent nine. I don't know. I don't really understand what he's saying.
Yeah, I think the less explanation, the better on this one.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
Just say you're bad.
I don't know. Like, you've been there. You've written for publications, and I've done the same over the years. Not anymore, but I've done it. How many times do you proofread what you send to your editor?
Yeah, at least a few times where you
like,
probably
your name's going on it.
Right, and that's a big omission. That's not like a typo. That's like...
Yeah.
That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not quite buying what he's selling there. All right, we're going to get back to the NFL. Eric Eager from Pro Football Focus will be here. He'll tell us why he's selling the football team and some of the other win totals that he's taking a look at for the 2021 NFL season. Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, keep it locked on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel from BetQL.